intra-arterial treatment of acute ischemic stroke requires changes to acute stroke services, since most hospitals do not have on-site intra-arterial treatment facilities. I'm Carmen Nave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. Alfonso Ciccone, Director of the Department of Neuroscience at the Hospital Mantova, Italy, who explained to us how they conducted research to identify models for delivery of intra-arterial treatment and to compare process performance and clinical and radiological outcomes effectiveness of the different models.
So hello, is Alfonso Ciccone speaking. I'm a neurologist and director of the Department of Neurosciences at the hospital in Mantova in Italy.
You've done a trial on intra-arterial treatment of acute ischemic stroke and that it requires change to acute stroke services, since most hospitals don't have on-site intra-arterial treatment facilities. Can you tell us a little bit about your paper and what you were looking at directly?
Yes. So the recent evidence on endovascular stroke treatment raised the need to reorganize stroke services in order to ensure that all stroke patients of a given territory are treated appropriately. This reorganization, which is taking place in different ways in different parts of the world, depends on many factors such as the health system organization, the distribution of resources, the demography, population density, topography, transportation systems. I'm myself involved in the planning of an organizational system in the southeast part of Lombardy. So with our work, we try to identify the different models for endovascular treatment to see if any model has advantages and should be recommended over other models.
And what did you find?
So we use the approach of a systematic review, and we look we performed a qualitative synthesis to identify the models and a quantitative review and meta-analysis. And about the qualitative synthesis, we identified four main models. The first is the mothership, in which the patients are transported directly to the nearest comprehensive stroke center with a neuroradiological facility, bypassing any primary stroke centers. Clearly, this model prioritizes the endovascular treatment. Second, the drip-and-ship model. In this model, the intravenous thrombolytic treatment is started in the nearest primary stroke center, and then the patient is transported to the comprehensive stroke center. So this model prioritizes the intravenous thrombolysis. Third, the mobile interventionist model, which is a model in which the interventionist moves to the primary stroke center in order to carry out the endovascular treatment at the primary stroke center. And then fourth, the mobile stroke unit, in which the patient is managed in an ambulance equipped with an imaging system, a point-of-care lab, a telemedicine connection to the comprehensive stroke center. So in this ambulance, the patient can be given intravenous thrombolytic treatment and can be transported to the appropriate stroke center. So this concerns the qualitative approach, the description. About the quantitative analysis, we could just analyze the observational data. There are no randomized controlled trial. And the only two models that we could compare were the mothership and the drip-and-ship models. Concerning the clinical and radiological outcomes, we didn't find any difference in survival, any difference in favorable functional outcome, and any difference in arterial patency. As expected, we found a shortened onset to puncture time in the mothership model. This time a measure of the times to endovascular treatment. But more surprisingly, also the onset to needle times which are the times to intravenous thrombolysis, were shorter in the ship model than in the ship model. Therefore, the comprehensive stroke centers in these studies performed better than the primary stroke centers, and this may have biased the comparison between the two models in terms of clinical and radiological outcomes. In conclusion, this video has been useful to take stock of the different models, but there is insufficient evidence to recommend an all-purpose model. So there is clearly a need for randomized controlled trials on different organizational models for endovascular therapy. We are aware that at least one important trial is ongoing on this topic in Spain. Until one model can be shown to be superior, the choice of models should depend on local factors and patient characteristics.
And do you think that it's important with the advent of all of the endovascular research and now treatment that we're going to be putting into place in stroke globally to have one particular model, or do you think that it's appropriate to have this variance of model per setting?
I think we need some evidence to decide. Of course, different territories are different in many ways, so this situation must be adapted to the situation of the territory. As I said, there are big differences in terms of health systems organization and distribution of resources. Also in topography, there are mountains, lakes, seas, so it depends on the territory, but some evidence on the models is really needed. So that's why we started with this work.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Alfonso Ciccone, Director of the Department of Neuroscience at the Hospital of Mantova, Italy, author of the article Systematic Review of Organizational Models for Intra-Arterial Treatment of Acute Ischemic Stroke, which has been published in the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke and the World Stroke Academy are the flagship publication and education platform of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.